Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know if it's good, it's God? If it's bad, it's Ricky. Amen. It just helps us keep stuff in perspective, right? We're so thankful God's helping us. He loves us. He don't want us to be kept in the dark. Amen. And so in that, this morning, we will continue along some lines of where we've been going. I think we've, you know, I don't know, very often we'll preach four or five messages in one. Amen. But this morning, we'll continue along the lines of talking about light, darkness, and joy. Everybody say joy. Joy. And we saw last night, Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God is not humanitarian. Remember, it says, kingdom of God is not what? Meat and drink. But it is what? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Everybody say joy is a major part of the kingdom of God. A lot of times people think that the kingdom of God should basically only meet humanitarian needs. Well, it can, but how many of you know, as Pastor Dan was talking about, so often people looking for things naturally, but how many know really and truly it's a spiritual cause? And there's a spiritual answer. So in that, we know that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Everybody say humanitarian. But what is it? It's spiritual. It is what? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Years ago, I grew up in Assemblies of God church, and we were continually praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And in that, I just thought we was praying that the wars would quit. And I didn't know that peace didn't mean absence of trouble. You can have peace in the midst of trouble. Because it's a spiritual peace, not a natural peace. How many of you can have peace in your heart and follow right along with God, although hell's breaking out all around you? Are you following me? And so in that peace, when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's not that the wars would end, but there would be nothing missing and nothing broken. Right? So with us, shalom, so with us, how many of you know you can have peace even in the midst of craziness? Amen. It's very interesting that the woman with the issue of blood, it doesn't just come right out and say it, but at the end of it, Jesus said to the woman after she was healed, what did he say to her? Woman, thy faith made thee whole. Go where? Go in peace. If you look at the Amplified, it'll say go in and then into peace. In other words, the absence of the peace must have been the reason the blood issue was there. There was unrest. There was a constant upheaval, it calls it, quarrelsome, touchy, different things. Well, how many of you know, don't let things jerk you out of the peace of God. Don't let things keep you out of the joy of God. Amen? All right, so we're going to get back into this morning. This morning, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to open them up, if you would, please. Isaiah chapter 60. And we'll start with verse 1 and 2 in the Amplified, and we'll pray. Father, this morning, we love and thank you and praise you. We thank you for the opportunity again to gather around the Word of God. As we have said often, many times, it is not in repetition, but it is because something that burns in our heart. We know calamity, accident is not the teacher to the Christian. Jesus qualified what the teacher or who the teacher is. He said the Holy Ghost is the teacher to the church. Father, this morning, we call upon the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. We know that, Father, Jesus said about him in John 16, 13, he shall not speak or show except only what he hears the Father say and sees him do. You even said that in your own ministry, Jesus. So we know then, Father, that when the Holy Ghost reveals something to us that you told him to, and we treat it right, we cherish it, we put it to work in our lives, then we set ourselves up to receive more light. So we thank you for the light we have, and we thank you for the light that we shall yet receive. We give you all praise, all glory, and all honor for it in Jesus' name. And everybody agreed, said amen, please. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 2, amplified, it says, arise from what? Depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Circumstances should not have the power to keep you in a fetal position or in a place of unrest or of a place of discouragement, as Pastor Dan was so skillfully bringing out. How many of you know the word arise is going to come up here next? We saw and mentioned last night that Sister Billy Brim years ago taught us that the word arise means come up to the next place of seeing my glory and hearing my voice. That means it's a new place in God. Well, insanity means to keep doing the exact same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Look at somebody, say, I'm glad I ain't sitting by somebody insane. Amen. We are not so bound that we're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, even if it is not working. How many know we are not creatures that cannot learn new things? And don't say stuff like that. Amen. How many know I'm willing to change? How about you? Bible says, Paul wrote to the church Corinth, we should be willing to be changed where? From glory to glory. How many know change is good? Amen. And so he says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you, do what? Rise to a new life. Then what's he say? Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. Now, this will be important today because of the things the Lord's helped us see in the last couple of nights. This will bring more to you after we get through the day. For your what? Light has come, and the glory of the Lord has what? Then verse 2, please. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness. I think King James says gross darkness. How many know? I believe we're there. I believe we're there. I mean, people, they ain't no more in the closet. They're flaunting it. Are you with me? But I don't let that out there disturb my peace. Amen. And how many know we've got to get a revelation? Everybody will not be saved. Some folks just hate God and hate righteousness. You might as well admit it. I mean, Jesus said there are some that are children of the devil and there are some that are children of God. Are you with me? It is not God's choice for nobody to go to hell. He made a way out. But you're going to have to realize there's some that just hell-bent on going to hell. Are you with me? We're going to preach to everybody that will listen, and we're going to tell them, but I'm not going to carry the weight that I can't rest at night because everybody ain't saved. Are you with me? But we're going to go as fast as we can, as far as we can, and we're going to give them an opportunity to get what God has available to them. Amen. So then he says, darkness shall cover the earth, dense darkness, all peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. Everybody say, arise and shine. So in this morning, if you would, go with me to Isaiah chapter 58, and let's look at verse 8 and 9. Let's do this one first in the King James, please. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, we know Paul quotes it in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Talks about, for my ways are what? Are not your ways. Right? He starts off, says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are what? Your ways, what? My ways, saith the Lord. Now, it's interesting that we've looked at this word way several times in these services. God revealed his ways to Moses, but the people of Israel only knew him by his acts. And it's interesting that a lot of people does the word way means course, path, and methods. So God's writing, and the prophet records it and speaks to the household of Israel, and he says, the path you're on, the methods that you're dealing with this stuff are not mine. He had Peter write, and he said, cast all your care over on the Lord who careth for thee. Right? So how many know we used to fish a lot. We don't so much anymore, but we've got fishing poles for the grandkids. We know that if you push a button on a Zebco or Open Face, how many know you can cast it? That means you throw it. But how many know on a rod and reel, we know you can reel it back in. And if you're not real careful, the thing that you got free from in these services, worry will begin to come. Problems will begin to show back up, and without knowing it, you're like. And the thing of it is I don't want that back. I don't want that back. I'm going to rise. I'm going to come to another place in dealing with depression. I'm going to come to another place of dealing with all this craziness that keeps trying to come after me. The old way was, let's fight. Let's just get after it. Last man standing wins. Are you with me? But we don't revert back to that. We don't go back to worrying. We don't go back to being sad. We don't go back to being disappointed. We don't go back to being discouraged. But we believe we're in a new place. Glory to God. God delivered us. God shall deliver us. And God will deliver us. Amen. But there is a method in which he wants us to be delivered. So look over somebody and say, I ain't reeling it back in. So then in verse 9, he says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my paths, my methods, my way of doing things higher than your ways. Everybody say, choose the high road. That's why very often when pressure gets on people, that you're tempted to emotionally let it affect you, to cry, to be tempted to quit. You remember when the disciples after Jesus, they did not crucify him. Remember, he said, you didn't take it. I laid my life down. But after they crucified him, the disciples are in the upper room, and they're there, and most of them had been fishermen. Some had been a tax collector. One was a doctor. But the majority of them were fishermen. So what did they have a revelation to do after Jesus seemed like was dead? Let's go back to doing what we know we used to do. Look at somebody and say, I ain't going back. Tell somebody, I ain't going back. So he said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, meaning paths, course, methods, higher than the path I'm currently on. Pastor Dan talked about it seems foolish almost to laugh when something crazy happens. And most people do not understand because it is not humanitarian, it is spiritual. And it is the method and the course and the way God operates. Psalms 2 says, why did the heathen rage? Why did the people imagine a vain thing? They said, let us set ourselves against the Lord and his anointed, and he that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. Well, what are they laughing at? What the devil's saying he's going to do. And we'll be like, no, bad boy, what you going to do? What you going to do when I sing to you? Amen. And you just start laughing. You acting like everything's fine. He don't know what to deal with you. He don't know how to handle you. But if you give him a sign, it's working, he'll keep pushing. That went over good. Now, go with me, if you would please, to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, let's look at verse 105. We'll look at it in the King James and in the Easy Read. In Psalms 119, 105, it says, thy word is a what? Lamp to my feet and, here we go with this light. We have received light. We'll show you a scripture here in just a minute. It says, through the word you illuminate my darkness. Very often people used to wonder, how's the devil keep doing that? We got illumination. We got light on how to deal with craziness. And I'm not going to go back to dealing with it naturally. Look at somebody say, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. We're not laughing at them. How many know we're just laughing to help ourselves? Amen. Ha, 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 ha. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and what? And this is what Jesus or the Father was referring to in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. This path, his way, his method is different. You ever had somebody the other day, I was running to get some truck parts, and I was in a hurry. I wasn't speeding, but I left our house. I went down the hill, and I'm running the speed limit for the street in town. And somebody comes right up behind me, and I realize I've been in a hurry before trying to get somewhere. And so I turn off, and they speed around me, and they go a block down and go down, and we're both getting ready to get on the major highway, and they run the stop sign so that they can get ahead of me. And I pull out and I'm following them and they're going, and I thought, well, you know, they're just in a hurry. I've been in a hurry before too. And I'm going down the road, and as soon as we get out of town, they want to drive 10 below the speed limit. And so I get kind of close to them, you know, because we're running along, and all of a sudden they decide to slow way up. And I get up behind them, and then they start both on both sides start telling me I'm number one. And I'm like, are you crazy? That's why my wife won't let me carry a gun. Shoot that finger off. But see, that's not God's way. You can pull them over and whoop them, maybe. But you can laugh the path, God's way, and get the victory. Or you can let that one little old bitty deal mess up your whole day. And be upset the rest of the day. And be sharp with somebody that had nothing coming, that you should not have responded to them in that way. And you just let the devil move you. Tell somebody, I ain't doing it no more. Tell somebody, I'm choosing the high road. I ain't going to shoot nobody. I'm just going to run them off the road. No, we're not going to do that. Amen. We're going to choose the high road, right? Everybody say light. Okay, now, so then he goes on to say here, Psalms 119, 105, in the Easy Read, it says this, your word is like a lamp that shines as my guide. It shows me the right way to live. The word does. The word does. I'm going to say it again until I get you with me. The word does. The word shows us the right way to live. And we don't try to make excuses. Well, Brother Ricky, you just don't know what they did to me. I don't know. But I'll guarantee you, everybody in this building has had somebody do something to you that was undeserving. Sometimes we have deserved it. Are you with me? But was undeserving. We've all done it. We've all dealt with it. But how many of you know there is a right way to respond? Yes. And it's to laugh. Yes. I wouldn't pull up beside them and laugh at them and try to run them off the road because they'll think you're wanting to fight. But the laughter is for you, not for them. There's a right way. As we get closer to more darkness being released, we will become almost the ones that are bad. Jesus said they'll call bad good and good evil or bad. And we'll be the prejudiced ones. We'll be the ones that's being mean or whatever. How many of you know who really gives a rip? Are you with me? We're going to live victorious. People, circumstances should not have the control to upset you, to hurt you, to cause you to be moody, to cause you to not properly respond to the things of God. Amen. Amen. Now, go if you would please to 1 John. Did we read? Yeah, let's go to Psalms 18 first. Psalms 18, and let's look at verse 28 through 30 in the Amplified. He reads and says, "For you caused my lamp to be lighted. You caused my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God," what? Looms my darkness. Next verse. "For by you," all of a sudden, now you're going to figure out how David figured out how to deal with this stuff, with somebody throwing javelins at him and all this craziness. "For by you, through the illumination of darkness," how many of y'all have figured this out? The devil always moves in two things: darkness and ignorance. Ignorance. Ignorance is not the same as stupid. Ignorance means you just don't know. Stupid is you've been given the information, but you're hard-headed and won't change. So look at somebody and smile and say, "I'm glad I ain't set by nobody stupid." Amen. We're not stupid. We might not know everything, but how many know we ain't stupid? So David said, "For by you I can run through a troop, and by my God I can" what? "Leap over a wall," verse 30. "As for God, his methods, his ways, his paths are perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust" where? How many of y'all trust laughing? Amen. Me too, sister. How many of y'all trust joy? Amen. Are you following me? And so in this, David, you remember David, he was asked by Saul, come and play and do different things, and he would minister, and he'd be standing there playing the harp, and all of a sudden this thing would get a hold of Saul, and he'd just get a javelin and throw it at him. How would the praise and worship up here like, you know, some of y'all doing that to them? They'd be like, I ain't getting up no more. And so in that, you have to understand what David's going through. But yet he was still able to run through a troop and leap over a wall because he trusted the way God said he could do it. Correct? All right, now, if you would, go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Say it as you're going to 1 John 2, 8 through 10. The word can illuminate my darkness. 1 John 2, 8 through 10, King James, it says, "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the" what? And verse 9. "He that saith he is" where? "And is" that is not lost. That is not lost. Brother Hagin told all of us when he was on the bed of affliction reading the Grandma's Methodist Bible. He said sometimes it'd take him an hour, sometimes it'd take him all day to turn a page. He said he knew he wanted to do it, but he couldn't get his hands to cooperate with him. And he said he was reading, and he said, as he was reading along, everything that he read, which he said it was taking him a while, there was light. There was illumination. He come across where it says, take no thought for your life, Matthew 6. And he said he realized that meant worry. And he said his grandmother was a champion worrier. She had taught her daughter, Brother Hagin's mama, to be a worrier, and she had passed it on to him. And he said this out loud. He said, can't nobody live without worrying. And he said, if you heard Brother Hagin, he said this, everything I had read up till then, there was light. But everything I read afterward, I never could receive any light or revelation because I'd put the light out. How many of y'all know to walk in love towards your brother? Can I see your hands? Everybody knows to do that. How many of y'all have been successful at that every time? Not me. That did not mean I lost my salvation. That means the only way to get back into illumination, I got to get back in the light. Light has come on how to deal with craziness. You can choose to continually deal with it the way you used to, but you just come out of light. He that saith, he is in the light. Now, how many of y'all besides me have messed up before? Sin, done something you shouldn't have done. But how many of you are glad? The moment we acknowledge it, according to 1 John 1:9, God, we say, Lord, it is nobody's fault but mine. I did it. I knew not to. I did it. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me by the blood. How many know instantly it's forgiven and forgotten? Can I hear a real good amen? From that moment on, how many know? You're right. Yeah. Remember when the disciples, Jesus was preaching there in Luke 17, and he said, offenses are going to come, but just don't let them come through you. Remember he said that about verse 1? And then he goes on down in about verse 5. He said, I say not if somebody offends thee, but then they come back, and then the same day say, forgive me, I was wrong. He said, forgive them. Well, Matthew records it's not 7 times 7, but I think it says 70 times 7 in the same day. When the disciples heard that, they all of a sudden, Luke 17:5 said, oh, Lord, increase what? And he said, yeah, you're going to need a lot of faith to do that. No, he didn't. He said, I don't care how much faith you got. If you'll just use the measure you have, you can still do this. Because he talked about a sea and the ability to move a tree. So, wherever you are in your walk with God, how many know? I might not know everything. And we already know that. We're constantly learning all the time. But the part that I do know, I need to walk in. Are you with me? If I don't know it yet, that's ignorance. I need help by the Holy Ghost and people that God's put us with to reveal more. When God reveals more, I'll walk in more. But right now, let's walk in only what we know. Not pretend, but walk in the light we have. Right? And the Word has the ability to illuminate the path and our darkness. Correct? So, he that saith, he is where? In the light, and what? Where is he? Not lost. Darkness is not lost. You simply quit walking in the light you have. Are you following me? That's all that means. You did not lose your salvation. But there is no more revelation until we go back to the light. And people keep wondering, how come I don't seem to be getting more answers? Does this make sense? So look at somebody and say, ha, 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 ha. Go, if you would, please, to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And let's go through about verse 19. Genesis 1, 14 through 19. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were what day? So when was the sun and the moon and the stars created? Okay. I need you to remember that. When was all of these things created? Fourth day. Now go to Genesis 1:3. Everybody say, fourth day. Genesis 1:3, and God said what? This is his presence or his manifestation. When it says we are the light of the world, most people think we're just supposed to shine. Really and truly what it means is you walk in a revelation in agreement with the word and you will look different. You will act different. You will deal with things different. When Sally and I started with businesses and stuff, he told us out of John 15:19, he said, you're not of the world or the system. And you better not try to operate like the systems of the world or they will eat you up. You're of another system. You're in the world, but don't operate like it. If you laugh at craziness and terrible things, a lot of people will not understand what is wrong with you. They will think you're insensitive or don't care. If you had somebody tell you something that's pretty crazy and you just laugh, you know, we've had people come and want to tell us something. We've kind of learned, especially after service, not to do that. But we've had people come and tell us after service, I don't believe a word you preach. One night we was preaching and there was the community, the judge had allowed people to come to our services on Wednesday night instead of going to AA and stuff. And so they're all sitting on the second row, and there's one there with dark sunglasses on, and he drunker than Cooter Brown. I don't know who Cooter is, but he's drunker than Cooter Brown. And he's sitting there, and we're just preaching along, having a great time, and he laughs. Ha! Not by the Spirit of God. Says, I don't believe a word of it. Well, I mean, no, you just got to laugh at stuff like that. Because, I mean, if you know, you ought to not take it personal. Amen. Besides, the devil's just fishing. He's just fishing. He's seeing how what you're going to do. He's going to see if he can get a bite. Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't going to bite nothing around here. Amen. No. Look at somebody. Ha, 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 ha. Tell somebody, my down days are over. My days of being upset are over. I might get upset. Some of y'all are like, I might get upset, but it will not last all day no longer. Amen. Glory to God. Where were we before y'all had me go off on all of that? Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be what? Light. What is that? God said, let my presence work there again. So in 1 John 2:8, he that saith he's in the light but hateth his brother, where is he? God says, at that point in time, there's no more revelation for the path. That's when confusion begins. I know you've heard this before. You know, that's when you hold a grudge against somebody, that's like drinking poison yourself and hoping it hurts them. It won't work. Right? Now go to 2 Corinthians 4:6, please. 2 Corinthians 4:6, Amplified. It reads, for God, who said, what? And this is in reference to Genesis 1:3. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of what? And the glory of God. This light is illumination of the Word, of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God. God and His Word are the same. And then this is how people see how God looks like by the illumination of light you and I are walking in agreement with the Word of God. I don't have to tell people I'm saved. They should be able to see I'm saved. I don't have to tell people I'm prosperous. They should be able to see we're prosperous. I don't have to preach about healing all the time. They should see we get to walk in divine health. Are you following me? In illumination with the Word. Then he goes on to say, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed. Well, we'll back up. The light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty of the glory of God, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed, where? In the face of Jesus Christ. But it is manifest in the person. Is that correct? Now, everybody say, I'm going to walk in the light. Tell somebody, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Now, go to Matthew chapter 13, please. Amen. I ain't making a negative confession, but I'm going to need a lot of ha-ha. I'm driving back to Oklahoma this evening. Amen. And it'll be just fine. We'll get there. Amen. I'm debating on whether to say certain things, but I'm going to go on and read the scripture. Matthew 13:31, it says, we'll do these in the Amplified. Matthew 13:31 and 33, and then 44 through 46. Matthew 13:31 in the Amplified reads, another story by way of comparison he set forth before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Verse 33. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven, and is the kingdom of heaven humanitarian? What is it? Righteousness, peace. It's Romans 14, 17. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leavened sour dough, which a woman took, covered over in 3 measures of meal or flour till all of it was leavened. 44 through 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like something precious buried in a field, which a man found, hid again, then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a dealer in search of fine and precious pearls. 46. Who on finding a single pearl of great price went and did what? Sold all he had. Verse 51. What did Jesus ask? What did he say? Taken together, they said to him what? I have never communicated properly until the hearer can see it. Then it is up to the hearer. And I believe by the help of the Holy Ghost, He's helped us understand joy. He went over and over and over and over the kingdom of God in different scenarios until they were able to get it. Look at somebody, say, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. What are manifestations of joy? One is laughter. One is dancing. One is to jump up and spin around like a top. These are all manifestations of joy. Is there an anointing of joy according to Hebrews 1:9? Yes, there is. Now go, if you would, please, Matthew 4:16 in the Amplified. Tell your neighbor, I ain't ignorant, and I'll not be tripped up by this mess again. Matthew 4:16 in the Amplified, it reads, the people who sat, now I'll guarantee you, I'm not prophesying bad stuff, but by us teaching, how many of y'all have ever heard a good message on love? I mean, the love of God's flowing, you're hugging everybody, you leave the building, you're oozing with love. I love you, man. And just all of that. And then you get outside and somebody cuts you off from traffic and you'll be like, oh, it's already starting. And then you go a little further and then somebody else does something. By the time you're home, you're ready to whoop somebody. That's why Jesus, or Mark's, in Mark's recording, Jesus said it. He'll come immediately after the seed. Tell somebody, I ain't letting go of my haw-haw. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. The people who sat, dwelt, and what? Enveloped. Where? What happened? And for those who sat in the land and shadow of death, what happened? Look at somebody and say, light has dawned. Light has dawned. Light has dawned. Light has come. Illumination has come. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I ain't letting go of it. Ha, 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 ha. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, please. Whew, glory to God. 2 Peter 1, 19. And we'll do this in the easy read. Amen. Y'all getting it? Yeah. 2 Peter 1, 19, easy read. This makes us more sure about what the prophet said. Y'all go ahead. Help yourself. And it is good for you to follow closely what they said, which is like a light shining in a dark place. You have that light until the day begins and the morning star brings new light to your minds. The Bible says in the King James, and the day star arises in your heart. We don't know all light, but we got some light. All the crazy stuff going on. It is not going to dictate to me what kind of a Christian I'm going to be. It is not going to dictate to me how I properly respond to God, to the Word, to His presence. Glory to God. And it's not just going to be in the house of God. It'll be at the house. It'll be on the road. It'll be on my job. Glory to God. I'm going to shout. I'm going to keep my joy. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Go to Luke chapter 10, please. Luke chapter 10, verse 8 through 11 in the King James. Ha, 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 ha. What about the rent? What about the mortgage? What about this? What about that? I've made a confession of faith. My God shall supply all my needs. I have done that. But if you sit and wring in your hands and worry, and you're giving the devil a sign. You know, Philippians 1:28 says, by no means should you give the adversary a token or a sign. Philippians 1:28. You should never let the enemy see you sweat. You look at the bill. I remember when we moved in our house in Pawnee, the bigger one. First summer we were there, it needed some windows and doors and different things. And what was our electric bill for a month in the summer, that first one? Yeah, $1,000 for electric bill, 1 month. Did you see that, lady? I didn't mean to jerk you out of the light or anything. Amen. Are you in me? That's what I did. I was like, what? When we drove by it, before we ever even lived in it, my wife said, that's my house. And I was just such a man of faith. I was like, glory to God, absolute. No. I was, you know what I told her? Honey, we couldn't even afford to pay that electric bill. Amen. Lord finally told me, shut up. He said, she's spending faith on it. If you want to get involved with it, add some faith. Otherwise, shut up. Amen. Well, we live in it. And so the first month in the summer is $1,000. And you know, you can get all worried and wring your hands, or you can laugh at it. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. How many know crying, worrying, stewing, it ain't going to fix nothing. It ain't going to pay nothing. Amen. But I need supernatural help here. I need something to show up to deliver me, to rescue me, to preserve me. Luke 10:8 says, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Next verse. Heal the sick, they that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Next verse. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way into the street, and the same, and say, what's it say? Good answer. Even the very dust of your city which cleaved on us, we wipe away. I think, doesn't the King James, that is the King James, doesn't it say, kick the dust off your feet? You know, this is what the Lord told me. He said, why in the world are you carrying past failures or what somebody did to you to the next place? He said, you are supposed to leave it at that place. Kick the dust off. This is a new day. This is a new season. We're in a different place with God. Yeah, back then, maybe I didn't know everything. Maybe I failed. But how many know? We ain't failing now. Amen. You remember that song? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Today. Amen. How many know? Enough sidelining. Let's get in the game. How about it? Let's act like the victorious church. Let's act like the mighty ones God's called us to be. Amen. When God spoke to Gideon, he's hid out behind the wine press. He said, behold, thou mighty man of valor. And he looked around and said, who? Look at yourself. Say, mighty man or woman of valor. Tell somebody, ha, 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 ha. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to get back in the game. No more sitting on the sideline. I'm ready to go. Glory to God. Last place. Go to Mark 4:21, please. Mark 4:21. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Mark 4:21. Let me get over there with you. Ha, 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 ha. Mark 4:21. And he said unto them, if you bring a light or a candle or get light, don't hide it. That's what he said. Don't hide it. We was in a grocery store a few years ago. There was a young man that was part of our church, and he was looking for something, and I just happened to walk by. I wasn't shopping with him. And he's standing there looking, and a person come by, somebody that stocks groceries, and ask him, says, "Can I help you find something?" He said, "Yeah, I'm looking for Jesus. Have you seen him?" And I thought, you remember Al, honey? I thought that was such a good line. Look at somebody say, "You ain't lost your haw-haw, have you?" God's helped us to understand more. We don't know it all yet, but this part we're going to get. I'm going to learn to laugh more. I'm going to learn to laugh more. Jesus said unto them, "Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed? Is it? No, you'll burn the joint down." Right? And then he said, "Should it not be set on a candlestick?" Next verse, please. Look at this. "There is nothing hid which shall not be made manifest, neither was there anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." This has to do with walking in the light, not hiding the light. Then next verse. "If a man have ears to hear, let him hear." 24. "He said unto them, take heed what you hear. With the measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And you that hear shall" what? "More be given." Everybody say, more answers. More help. I'm not going to put a bushel or a bucket over my light. I'm not going to hide the light. I'm going to walk in the light. You know, you might need to do your haw-haw at the gas station. You might need to do your haw-haw at your job. You might need to do your haw-haw when you get a bill. How many of y'all like Amazon besides us? It's just like they know exactly where we live. And for me and Sally, it's almost like Christmas, because we're like, I don't remember what we ordered, but I can't wait to see. It's like, glory to God. And you go outside and there's all these boxes with these blue arrows on it. Like, dear God, are we selling cardboard boxes or what? But you know, the thing of it is we've got to laugh. And then if you don't remember what you ordered, how many know? If you didn't order it and you didn't sign for it, it don't belong to you. But if you ordered it, if you've ordered victory, if you've ordered triumph, if you've ordered all of these things, then how many of you know they're yours? There's going to be stuff that's going to try to get your packages, but you're going to have to laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Not today, Satan. Amen. You know, sometimes my wife will do to the kids, she'll say, not today. Well, you're going to have to learn to do that to the devil. Yeah. Uh-uh, not today, Satan. Uh-uh, not today. The other day we were in Phoenix, and I guess it was just last weekend, we was preaching, and the guys that we was ministering for came and picked me up, and he forgot to put gas in, and we had to get it right there by the car rental place by the Phoenix airport, and he got out, and we needed it. We didn't. Because, you know, the traffic on 10 and 17. And so he starts filling up. He gets back in the car and he's like, "Do you know how much that was a gallon?" I said, "No, I didn't get out. I don't know." He said, "It's $7 a gallon." And I said, "You laugh?" "No." He said, "Why do you think it's so high?" I said, "We're right here by where they return car rentals." Now, we could have brewed on $7 a gallon the rest of the day and probably had a flop at the meeting. because we'd have been all upset. I don't know what it normally is. What is it, about $4, $5 a gallon for the high premium stuff? Something like that? Well, it is what it is. It's either quit complaining or walk. I like to ride an AC. Amen. Yeah. We used to have to walk when we was kids. You know, where she lived, where I lived, we went to town on Saturdays. That was it. We was too far to go any other time. And I'm talking about in the summertime. We walked. I like cars with air conditioners. I like electricity at my house and ACs. Blow, baby, blow. Well, the electric bill's going up. Thank God the kingdom of heaven is not suffering. Are you following me? And these stuff, when you get past all of this stuff and you can just learn to laugh a little bit, especially, I don't know who this is for, but don't act like it upsets you. Nobody will know. But your kids keep doing crazy stuff. And you ought to not let that jerk you out of the light. You ought to just laugh about it. I had a daughter by my first marriage. She was in prison and different stuff, and she just kept doing crazy stuff. And we just kept laughing about it, different things, and didn't have a whole lot to do with her. All of a sudden, now she's back home. Not with us, but she's back with us, not living with us, doing good, serving God, I mean, on her way. I mean, she's boogered up a little bit, but thank God she's saved. Are you with me? The thing of it is if we had just cried and moaned and never done anything different, I don't know what God would have been able to do. Are you following me? And so, you know, the thing of it is don't let stuff constantly dictate to you how you're going to respond to God. Tell somebody, I'm going to walk in the light that the illumination brought or the Holy Ghost brought this weekend. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'll be your ha-ha buddy. Amen. We told this to some people at the house, and I'll close with this. The four guys that helped the man on the bed get down through the tile, Jesus, in his meeting, we call them four crazy friends. You need a crazy friend. And who said that? Y'all said, got one. Good. You need one. You do. You need somebody that's radical. And so we told them, if you get in a situation you can't talk, dial them and they'll know who's calling. And if there's no sound on the other end, we put up a code. If you hit the keys, it'll be dee, 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 dee. And then you already know who's calling. Say, oh, you're in a rough place? Deep, dee, 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 dee. Then you can start laughing and get it ignited and help them. Amen. Just a crazy friend. And they can start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. I realize at this point in time, you can't laugh. You might be quivering, you might be crying, or you might be on the verge of saying a word that you didn't talk that way no more. So we're just dee, 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 dee. Okay, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. And I mean, no, it'll help keeping someone around you like that that'll assist you. Amen? Amen. Let's stand up, please. Whew. Father, this morning, we thank you so much for your help. We thank you so much, Father God, for the illumination, the revelation, and the light. We understand about We know some, we don't know it all, but we know some about faith, some about prosperity. But we're learning too about the craziness going on in the world. There is part of the kingdom, a major player, joy in the Holy Ghost. This is a weapon, and it's also an anointing. So we thank you, Father God. The world will get dark, and it'll get gross dark. But we're going to arise and shine, for the light has come. We thank you for it.
We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In the wonderful holy name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to laugh my way to victory. Amen. Hallelujah.